This is for acknowledging yourself for everything that you are. Review your life. Review your patterns. Whatever comes up for you now that stands out as a pattern in your life that keeps you from being everything that you are, that keeps you perceiving yourself as less than, or that keeps you from accepting yourself as less than, or recognizing yourself as less than, or just acceptance. Keeping yourself less than who you are for purposes that keep you in sync with others that have not come to themselves in their full recognition either. It's your perception about connection. So this is a time for connection through love, not through conditions, which is not love. What's the condition that you have within yourself or over yourself? What's the condition you hold to be able to keep yourself maintained with lack? How does that work for you in your illusion? How does it keep you sabotaged from the fullness of your being, the fullness of your expression? What is your fear? What would happen if you could imagine yourself being everything that you're yearning to get to? If you were to be everything that you are, where you'd have no fear, no suffering, no confusion, no issues of health problems, whether it's in your physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual bodies, what would it be like to have nothing bother you, where everything just is and it's accepted that way? And you get to decide to what degree you want to be involved with yourself or other people or situations, to what degree you want to hold yourself back or forth. What would it be like if everything were trusted as it just is? That everything is there in its fullness, no matter what. What would your world look like? What would you look like within your own world of divine perfection? What would it be like if you could accept yourself as divine perfection no matter what? Accepting your perception of imperfection and trusting that's all perfection of divine. What would it be like if you allowed yourself to accept yourself the way the higher orchestration of God accepts you? There's no right or wrong or good or bad. It just is. You just are. And you are an image of God. And you already have divine connection. There's no separation to try to get to something. There's no trying to do anything, which implies you're not there yet. What if you woke up and you were there, whatever there meant to you? What would that look like to you? Take a moment to contemplate that. How would you feel in your body? How would you feel in your life? How would you feel in relationships or in relation to anything? How would you be? What really matters to you? What would make you happy? How would you spend your time? who would you spend your time with? How often would you feel comfortable with just being with yourself? Taking the time to just be with you. What would it be like to know that you're completely supported on every level through being everything that you are in connection to all that there is? Walking your life as the divine, trusting that everything is perfectly ordered. Perfectly in harmony and balance and in sync. Knowing that everything means something, whether you even know what that means or not. That there is a higher orchestration. That everything falls into place in exactly where it needs to be. What would your life be like without stress, confusion, fear, sadness? What would it be like to live your life as the light that you are, being shown everything as you ask, to remember the truth of everything that you know? What would it be like if everyone were like that at the same time? So there's no competition. There's no sense of lack, or less than, or more than, or hierarchies. Or being timid. Or trying to make up for anything that's not in your perception there, or enough. Take a moment and acknowledge everything that you are. Even the parts of you that you don't recognize yet. Allow the mirrors from the outside, the law of reflection, to show you at times what you haven't even come into yet. For your highest understanding. Ask to be shown through mirrors in your life the fullness of who you are. So from the outside in, you're shown, and then from the inside out, you feel and know. Just allow. Just be. Detach from all expectations, all agreements. All cords of energy that hold you in lack. Detach from all contracts, from all lifetimes that keep you bound as if you can't move beyond those agreements or contracts. Detach. Doesn't mean you can't stay connected, detached to what your ego needs to align with to keep you in a particular positioning. Allow your positioning to be evolving, to grow. This is the time of growth and evolution, for evolution and consciousness. Give yourself permission to acknowledge everything that you are, everything that you've experienced, everything that brought you to this moment, coming into this higher level of being now. And breathe and allow. Breathe and allow. Breathe and allow. so be it. And so it is, and so you are. Know that you're blessed and loved and accepted, recognized and embraced in the love of all beings and all God consciousness. Amen, 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 amen. Blessed be all of us.